Networking and Health Information Exchange, Unit 6C, EHR Functional Model Standards. The overall objectives for Unit 6 were stated at the start of this unit. This subunit focuses on functional models for the PHR. The importance of the PHR seems to be increasing, and this subunit is important because of the likelihood that many of the workforce will have some connection to the PHR. As part of an organization that supplies data, as part of a vendor organization that develops a PHR, or as part of a service organization that provides a PHR service. We will also discuss the process of certification in this unit. Certification is important because the motivation for being a certified EHR or buying and using a certified EHR is huge. It is required by meaningful use to be eligible for the incentive payments for providers or organizations. The source of the functional model for the personal health record is also HL7. The PHR seems to be a moving target, as we will see in the following slides. Even who will maintain the PHR depends on the particular model. In some cases, data is pushed from organizations into the PHR. In other cases, the data is pulled from an organizational source and is aggregated into the PHR. In all cases, the release of data from the PHR is assumed to be the patient/owner of the PHR. There are currently five models or approaches to the PHR. These are provider-based, health record bank, payer-based, freestanding, and employer-based. Each of these models has advantages and disadvantages. At least for the next few years, each of these models will be in existence somewhere. Perhaps over time, the best model will rise to the top. Who pays for this service will also influence the outcome. The provider-linked model largely means that a healthcare organization designs a portal by which a patient can see their clinical, administrative, and financial data. Some of these systems provide scheduling and appointment services. Some provide access to knowledge modules. This PHR model is perhaps the most widely available and is provided without cost to the patient. In some cases, the patient can add data into the PHR, and that data may be reviewed by the patient's provider. The concept of medical home will likely advance this model. Most current versions of this model do not aggregate data from other sources into the PHR, and most PHR systems do not have the capability to integrate data from multiple sources. With this model, the database usually resides with the organization. The health record bank model keeps the data for the patient. Many services may be provided, including the aggregation of data from multiple sources. A limitation of this model is that rarely are scheduling and appointment services provided, and rarely is data pushed to a provider taking care of the patient. The funding model is that the patient or other external source pays for the PHR service. Release of data is controlled by the patient. The payer model is one in which the data is extracted from claims data, including reimbursement for medications. Problems with this approach depend on the degree of correspondence between the billing codes and the actual data. These systems may or may not be linked to a provider organization. Data items not covered by insurance will not be included in the records. For the most part, the database resides with the payer. There is usually no charge to the patient in this model. In the consumer-centric model, the consumer assumes full responsibility for the PHR. The data might be stored on the patient's own computer or could be stored with a service bureau. The patient might have an agreement with a provider to download their data, or they may have the responsibility for entering their data either from electronic form or paper form into their own record. This model would usually be purchased and maintained by the patient. Issues of backup and security are left to the user. The user can enter data into these systems, including such items as weight, exercise, travel, etc. The standard for the PHR-FM was released as a draft standard for trial use in 2008. As in the case of the EHR-FM, the list of functions is not exhaustive. With the use of so many different models, the challenge to create a generic set of functionalities is much greater than for an EHR. The same structure as for the EHR-FM was used in creating this standard. The functionalities do cover the clinical data capture and the use of the data, similar to an EHR. A later unit will contrast all models that compare the PHR with the EHR. A major change in thinking recognizes the ability of a patient to understand the meaning of data, the significance of problems in diagnosis, the importance of conformance with taken medications, and assuming more responsibility for their own health. The required functionalities attempt to provide access to the data and functions that enable these goals. The richness of the functionality of a PHR depends on the model and the actual implementation, so a lot of the functionality will be optional. In the commercial market, these expanded functionalities will be used to promote a specific product and over time may move from an optional function to a required function. If the PHR is yours, which of these optional functions would you like? There are several products on the market today that focuses on one or more of these products for a market niche. The functional outline for the PHR is divided into three sections, similar to EHR-FM: personal health, supportive, information infrastructure. A core set of functions is identified in each. This slide shows the overview of the PHR-FM with the subsections identified. These subsections will be discussed in detail in the following slides. Note that these subsections are different from the EHR-FM. The subsections represents the top level functions for a given section. The numbering scheme follows a hierarchical structure. The personal health care functions, PH.1, focuses on the clinical data and clinical functions. The first subsection, PH.1.0, includes functions that support building a profile of the owner of the PHR and defines what the owner wishes to contain within their PHR. PH.1.0 is the parent of child PH.1.1, which is identify and maintain a patient record and so forth. In some cases, the children fully define the functions in that category. This subunit will not go into detail about what functions are listed. You will need to get a copy of that standard. Note that only a subset, if the inclusive set of functions, will apply to any particular PHR-S. What functions are required will, to a large extent, be defined by the owner of the PHR. This perspective is different from that of the EHR-S. Personal health descriptors help an individual keep track of data and events that relate to managing and assessing their own care. These functions are intended to support a summary record of an individual's care and will include data extracted from an EHR. These are the top-level functions in the supportive category. They include provider management, caregivers associated with the individual's care, financial management, insurance and other payer and payment information, administrative management, could include details of health-related programs in which the patient is engaged, and other resource management. Supportive functions could provide input to systems that perform medical research, so tracking enrollment and commitments for a clinical trial in which you, the individual, is enrolled, or a chat room the patient frequents, or a favorite source of health care knowledge, or favorite diets, etc. You get the idea. These functions support behavioral changes, promote public health, and seek to improve the quality of care. These functions would include decision support algorithms that support such things as when immunizations are due. Who knows when you received your last tetanus shot? When you travel, what shots and other preparations do you need? How often should my blood sugar be measured? These are common functions that support the other two categories. The second level of detail are broken down into IN.1.0, health record information management. What is required to manage my PHR? When do I back up and where? IN.2.0, standards-based interoperability. If I need data from other sources, what functions are required to support transparency and e-aggregation of data from multiple sources into my PHR? IN.3.0, security. What levels of security do I need? How do I get them? What should I worry about? These functions provide the required functions to provide that security. You control the PHR. You require security functions to ensure your intents are carried out. IN.4.0, audible records. How do I make sure my record is complete, has integrity, and can be trusted to manage my health? To be useful, your PHR must support interaction and interchange with a number of different organizations. These functions identify what is required to enable and make those linkages functional and secure. How do I make sure my PHR is private and secure? I probably do not want even members of my own family to see some of the data. I need the confidence that my PHR is protected because I am willing to include some sensitive data. If my intention with my PHR is mostly manual, the required work is more than most individuals would find time or motivation to do. So we need to establish linkages that are trusted and transparent. The PHR can also serve as a major communication tool. Transparency is key. Certification is designed to assure healthcare providers that the EHR technology that they acquire can perform the functions they need to participate in the Medicare and Medicaid EHR incentive program. Physicians and hospitals that become meaningful users of certified EHRs and modules are eligible for incentive payments under the HITECH Act. Established as an independent nonprofit organization, worked under contract with HHS/ONC 2005-2009, federally recognized, was a requirement of state e-health programs and private sector pay-for-performance. CCHIT has a strong engagement of diverse stakeholders, including providers, developers, HIT experts, payers, and government, over 300 persons in the work groups. Zero tolerance for conflict of interest, proved scalability, open book model criteria published, panel of well-trained expert jurors free of financial conflicts, included appeal process. These are the certification that are currently available. Ambulatory, include Ernie Thayer's Child Health, Cardiovascular Medicine, Behavioral Health, Dermatology, and Clinical Research. Inpatient EHR, e-prescribing, Emergency Department, long-term/post-acute care. Interim final rule approved July 13, 2010. Prior to the Health IT Incentive, CCHIT, a nonprofit organization, had been the sole organization authorized to certify EHRs. Under the new regime, ONC will increase the number of organizations that can certify vendor systems for the wave of providers expected to pursue meaningful use incentives and adopt EHRs. As a result, CCHIT had to apply to become an authorized testing and certification bodies, just like other groups. Under this new rule, ONC assumed no EHR is currently certified. Groups previously certified under CCHIT will have to be recertified. The temporary program is designed to enable health IT vendors to have their products and services certified in time for providers to meet 2011 deadlines for qualifying for first stage meaningful use requirements. Vendors can submit EHR products to be tested and certified. Hospital and practices that have existing systems can have those systems tested and certified. CCHIT and the Drummond Group of Austin, Texas, were the first organizations authorized to test and certify EHRs under the temporary certification program. Each has been designated as an authorized testing and certification body, ONC-ATCB. ONC must approve status of certifiers every 2 years. ONC-ACCBs may only use NIST-ATLS for their testing. The certification criteria is designed to assure providers that certified EHR technology can support achievement of meaningful use. What standards that are required to support the required functionality are identified in the certification process. Key to meaningful use is interoperability. Key to interoperability are standards. So standards are closely related to certification. Most of these standards have been identified or will be identified in this component. The current market, as well as implementation strategies of most users, support implementation of components of EHR-S rather than purchase a complete EHR-S from a single vendor. Acknowledging this reality, the certification process supports both certification for a complete EHR-S or for components of broader and more expanded systems. For example, if a hospital wanted to purchase a system that would be used only in their emergency department, they would buy a certified product that just addressed this domain. The same might be true if a hospital wished to buy a system only for their obstetrics clinic. However, as these modules are linked, we need to be sure that safety and integrity are preserved across the boundaries. The standards and criteria are organized into four categories. Content exchange standards. These are the standards that are required to share clinical information such as clinical summaries, prescriptions, clinical documents, etc. Vocabulary standards. Standard nomenclatures used to describe clinical problems, procedures, prescriptions, allergies, etc. Transport standards. Standards used to exchange data among heterogeneous systems. privacy and security standards, authentication, access control, role-based access, digital signatures, encryption. Again, most of these standards and topics have been covered within this component. The PHR is of growing interest, and as the responsibility for healthcare moves more to the individual, will become increasingly important. It may become one of the most important part of health and healthcare. Therefore, we need to include it in this unit. Certification is an attempt to solve many of the existing and past problems of failure in the use of HIT. While you are not an expert in all the topics covered in this unit, you should feel comfortable with an overview knowledge and have a good idea of where you might look when you need to learn more.